You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. You talk about your Psalms, you talk about your John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass. I don't care what the card says. You're listening to Take Two Takedown with your host John and Craig. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Give me a hell yeah.
All right, fans, welcome to Take Two Takedown, episode 5.
5 episodes. I mean, we've gone well beyond what I thought we would.
Listen, I haven't committed to underwear as long as I have to this show.
No.
So this is big for us.
No, exactly. My marriage has barely lasted 5 episodes, let alone...
I've been through 5 marriages. What are you talking about?
Hashtag truth talk.
All right, so... What you have here is in episode 5, you have myself, I'm John, Magnificent Thunder, and my partner over here, Craig, Mr. Meany.
Mr. Meany, all according to our wrestling names generator, which you can see on our Twitter, at Take2Takedown. We were challenged by a fan to this entire episode only refer to each other as Mr. Meany and Magnificent Thunder.
So I, Magnificent Thunder, welcome you to the show, as says Mr. Meany here. Just so you guys get an idea, Magnificent Thunder and Mr. Meany enjoy talking about only WWE mainstream stuff. We don't get into the behind-the-scenes stuff. We don't talk about other wrestling venues. That's all we do. The shows you see on TV, the pay-per-views, that is it.
That is it. And anything else that would entertain us usually locally, such as Right Coast Pro, Maryland Championship Wrestling, some of the other ones in the East Coast area, as far as we're willing to go on a tank of gas, pretty much is... what we'll talk about.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then one of the most important things we really like is interacting with you guys. So what we're looking at is to all our new followers and listeners, I know you guys won't believe this, but we are up to 50 official followers.
Official. We have officially done 10 every week.
10 per episode. And I don't have 50 family members, so they're not all people I've made.
I don't have 50 friends.
I don't know 50 people.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, unless
it.
You want to count everyone at the fast food counters we go to, but that's about it.
Right. I mean, but I only know them by their first name.
I only know them by paper hat or name tag. And most of the time, the name tag is always like Paul.
Right. Which I'm sure is wrong.
Even if it's on a female.
Right. That many Pauls don't work at Whataburger.
Right. So here's where we want to go. We want to hear from you guys. So to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on Gmail. And it's take2takedown@gmail.com. That's take2, T-O-O. We put the O's in 2 so we can get your O faces.
O face.
O. And then if you want to hit us up on the Tweeter Twatter or Teeter Totter.
Teeter Totter, Tweeter Twatter.
Twitter?
Twitter? Is that what the cool kids call it these days?
I don't know. I'm an old fart. But you can hit us at all one word, take2takedown. Once again, that's with 2 O's in 2. Because, once again, we put the O in the O face.
We do. And you can get on there. You can see not only our wrestling names for today, but look at your own. Let us know what your wrestling name is.
Get your wrestling name in. And speaking of wrestling names, the challenge still stands. We need a team for our tag team.
We do. We need an official team name. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I think we can develop personas. We can even develop intro music. But we need a name.
And I think only our fans can bring us what truly would represent us as a tag team.
Completely right. Who are Mr. Meany and Magnificent Thunder? Who do they make?
They make one hell of a fucking tag team.
One hell of a fucking tag team.
All right. So, with all that being said, thank you, WWE. Apparently, and I think we forget to say this a lot, but we literally do this show in our hidden underground bunker underneath Vince McMahon's compound.
Right. Exactly. Because it's the best place. It's the most secure. We get the most information from what we hear through the vents.
Yeah.
It just makes sense to do it here.
And I'm going to also put in that it probably has the best grilled cheese smells coming through the vents.
Right, right. Well, because as we all know, that's the only thing Mr. McMahon eats for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Well, yeah, because he's old.
Right. So, but he has to dip the cheese in the soup to make it soggy so he can chew it.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, so we're going that far, but we wanted to let you know where we're at because if you heard our last episode, Raw and SmackDown were crap.
Complete crap.
A big steamy pile of stupid Halloween wannabe shit.
Yes. Yes.
We wrote our demands for something better.
Demands.
It wasn't just a pretty please letter. This was, we demand.
Right. We used permanent markers, not just crayons.
I know. I went away from the purple crayon and used a black magic marker.
Yep. That's how important this was to us.
It smelled like black licorice.
Well, of course.
Okay. But anyway, long story short, we demanded. And then we snuck up, hit the letter on Vince because let's be honest, Raw and SmackDown, so much better this week.
So much better. And I'm actually thinking these were actually good episodes. Not just better than last week, but actually good episodes as well. So you not only had better, you had good television.
I absolutely agree. Like, I was locked on and fully engaged the whole time. Right. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I think we've discussed brand loyalty a little bit here, but Raw was better than SmackDown, I think.
Do you think that is, you're feeling that because Raw was so bad last week? Raw was so bad that anything they gave this week you felt was great, when in actuality, SmackDown was a better episode this week.
How dare you, sir?
I mean, facts are facts.
No, Raw is always better than SmackDown.
Oh, now you're talking crazy.
We'll get into it. Look, I'm going to jump into the Raw recap.
Jump into Raw.
You'll listen. You'll understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll see what it takes to be a man.
We'll see. We'll see.
A la Ellsworth, which happens to be on your stupid show.
Him, I can't defend. I'm sorry. I'll defend SmackDown to the end. Ellsworth, not so much.
I don't think anybody can. So let's get into it. We open up the show, Kurt Angle comes out, who cares, says some stuff, who cares.
Okay.
Let's get right into the match. The very first match, we got Jason Jordan versus Elias on a guitar on a pole match. The first man to climb and ascend can use the guitar.
And right, whoever another uses it great first. Match brought to you by Raw.
Shut your manhole, all right? At least it's not a guy with no chin getting his ass whipped by Becky Lynch, I love you. God, I love you. Anyway, so you got to climb a pole, Craig.
Right.
I'm sorry. You got to climb a pole, Mr. Meany.
Right. And if you saw this match coming and didn't know at some point the guitar was going to be taken down and broken over top of somebody, then you have not been watching wrestling long enough.
All right. That shows what a true stupid SmackDown fan you are, is because that's the only way to win a guitar on a pole match.
Only way. Only way.
So whoever uses it first effectively wins.
Mm-hmm. But you knew it was going to be taken and just broken over somebody's back.
I know this is going to throw you for a loop. There was a lot of back and forth. We didn't know if Elias or Jason Jordan was going to win. But, Mr. Meany, I'm here to help you. Jason Jordan won.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Elias is a two-time loser in this one. Not only does he lose the match, but he loses one of his babies.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was also surprised that, I mean, I understand the concept of the guitar on a pole, but it was actually one of his guitars and not just a random guitar.
It was one of his, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
All right. So going into the next match, let me ask you this. Do you know who Stacy Coates is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she used to babysit me when I was in sixth grade. Why do you ask about her?
Because apparently she wrestles now.
What?
And she wrestles well enough to face someone like Asuka.
Well enough to face, or well enough to not die when she faces Asuka?
I don't know if she's dead, but let's be honest. She started out a punching bag and finished as a bag that had been punched.
Right. I'm pretty sure that when you get a concussion, you need to be washed for like 48 hours afterwards. So I hope someone's by her side.
I wonder if WWE has a like NFL-style concussion protocol.
I'm going to guess for her sake, probably not.
All right. Well, I will put it this. She made grandma spandex and grandma swimsuit look good.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, whatever worked. But it's just more fodder thrown to the wolves of Asuka to...
I think what we're looking at here is Asuka is such a talent that WWE has nothing for her.
Agreed. And the problem is with nothing for her, they don't want to throw out the few women that they have because they're all just going to... You can't have somebody, you know, who's on a general woman's roster for Raw go out and fight her and then win.
Yeah, like, so, but, I mean, just to put it all to bed, this was just a segue match so that we got to watch Asuka and be like, that was awesome.
Right.
And for over-the-top acting crazy-ass Alicia Fox to come out and announce that Asuka's going to be on Raw's team for the female 5-on-5.
Right, which, I mean, the way that they have built her up, she could pretty much just be the team, right?
Yeah, like, which makes you jealous.
Why waste the other four?
Makes you jealous as a SmackDown fan, doesn't it?
No. No.
Your lips say no, but your eyes say, oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, yes. We love some Asuka, even though you can't say her name.
Asuki. And then we move into Titus versus Samoa Joe. All
right, so.
Yes, please.
I love Titus O'Neil and all the work he does behind the scenes.
Yes.
With the community efforts in WWE.
And he's a fan of the show. We've already established that last week.
And I don't think I've said it enough that WWE and its characters do not get enough credit for all the effort they put in the community. With that being said, when you announce a match, Samoa Joe and anybody that isn't a title contender,
yep.
You know who's going to lose, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Already established.
So we know Titus O'Neil is on his way down to get his ass whipped. We just didn't realize that it was on his way down to get
right.
his ass whipped.
Not even make it into a match. Yeah.
Joe comes up and just beats the piss out of Titus O'Neil enough to where he's like, I'm not done. I want more. Right. Feed me more.
Give me more. Challenge anybody.
And thank God, Finn Balor comes out, and what do we get? It's no longer throwing Balor to the wolves a la Kane style. Samoa Joe and Balor have a beautiful match.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I loved it. I mean, it was. I would probably say it was one of my most enjoyable matches on the Raw for that night.
That was one of your most enjoyable matches post shows.
On Raw for that night, right.
I swear to God, I am going to go get the red paint and put a big red X on your blue wall.
Let's say, you do what you want to do. I'm just saying, watch out. Under siege.
Are you under saying siege. Hashtag under siege to me? All right, Shane McMahon.
Under siege.
Bring it.
Anyway.
So, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor comes out, glorious match, to the point where it is a throwdown, fist-flying slobber knocker.
Yes, it was a beautiful thing.
Security has to come out, is pulling them apart. Kurt Angle comes out and goes, I love the passion, you're both on my team.
Yes.
Let me ask you, do you think the two of them can put aside their anger and hatred towards one another to represent the red team in the five-man battle royale that we're going to have at Survivor Series?
I'm going to say, unfortunately, no. I think that's what they're sort of building towards, is that there will not be a one cohesive team, that you will have friction, and that friction will therefore cause problems at Survivor Series.
All I need right now is for Stephanie McMahon to come out and say, you're all fired, and Triple H to come out and man the whole five-man team.
That would be pretty great.
And let's be honest, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose are no longer in a match.
No, they are not.
So we've already seen him as the Shield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know we don't get into this, but it doesn't look like Roman Reigns is going to be well enough to wrestle in Survivor
Series.
That's
what they're saying. So,
all right, we're going to get into it because this really gets down into our Raw SmackDown rivalry that seems to be building here.
I mean, it's building if it hasn't already happened. It's been built.
Oh, it's been brought in?
It has been brought in.
Okay. Anyway, so now we're basically fleshing out the rest of our five-man team and our female team.
Correct.
We're going to get a lot. Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Alicia Fox and Nia Jax. Banks and Bayley win. Who cares?
Yeah, there was really not much to this match that I felt. There's no purpose. There's no moving forward after this one. It just was sort of something to happen.
Once again, I will say it. Nia Jax, beautiful eyes. Alicia Fox, you're a beautiful woman. However, I hate your character.
Yes.
Bayley and Sasha Banks, to me, are interchangeable.
Yeah, they're interchangeable, and which is why I think that, from what it appears, they're both sort of the fan favorites, because everybody just likes them both. They're both the same, so everybody, when they're on the same team together, of course they're going to win.
So, This is why Raw is so much better than SmackDown.
Please tell me.
Nothing to compare.
Please tell me.
Braun Strowman and The Miz.
Right.
You have probably one of the most destructive forces in WWE right now versus probably one of the best, well-developed, and best acting characters on the show.
I will give you that for both of them. You cannot deny that every time those two are usually fighting, it's entertaining.
Oh, my gosh.
Putting them together,
The Miz makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman is just a beast. He's going to be like a Brock Lesnar. He just comes in, destroys everything, and he either wins or loses. Who cares? He still beat the...
He will always be a beast, yeah.
But The Miz is what sells this whole storyline right now.
Mm-hmm.
The running and hiding, the overacting, the real overreacting.
I'm so glad of how well this turned out because of what was the...
Oscar the Grouch trash monster?
Right. What was the trash monster last week? This is what we get from it. I'm almost willing to continue to watch crap like Toxic Avenger Strowman leading into
this match. Yes. Which was phenomenal. So much so, and we don't give them enough credit because they are the B-listers here, but Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, those two MFers sell the shit out of everything.
They sure do.
So Strowman basically just gets a hold of The Miz and tosses him around the ring.
Like a freaking rag doll.
Like dirty toilet paper, just all over the place. And then Bo Dallas comes in and tries to help, and he gets his lights knocked out, which was fucking phenomenal.
Which is great.
So, and then poor Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel gets thrown into shit.
He's just broke up.
Yeah, That poor man. But then, surprise, surprise, we hear some nice, wonderful Kane music come out.
The Big Red Machine.
The Big Red Machine is here. He comes on, starts laying down Strowman, knocks him down. Strowman starts attacking him, and then Strowman ends up winning by knocking down Kane, and then Kane sits up, because that's what Kane and Undertaker do, is that crazy little sit-up.
They can do one sit-up.
Exactly. Choke holds and sit-ups. That's what they do.
That's it. Choke holds and sit-ups.
Mm-hmm. So Miz Taraj starts attacking Strowman, blah, blah, blah. They start beating him up. But Braun Strowman ends up winning disqualification.
So.
As you knew it was going to happen.
All right. And then we get into, and I have a little problem with Enzo. I like the shtick. I like the talk. I like all that. I like that he turned heel. I get all that. I'm just getting tired of it. It's overplayed at this point. So Enzo Amore's out in the middle of the ring making an ass of himself. We're in Manchester. And kudos to WWE. I love this move. You bring in your WWE UK champ, Pete Dunne. And Pete Dunne slaps the shit out of Enzo Amore.
It's beautiful.
Just beats the piss out of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and that
leads... I love that.
That leads us into our spotlight match. Two of my favorites and two of my other favorites.
Right. Right.
So we got Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose versus Sheamus and Cesaro, otherwise known as The Bar.
Right. I will say, though, before we even get into what happens in this match, I feel that both of us were a little bothered by the fact that what happens in this match, since it took place in Manchester, England, we knew about because WWE themselves gave us the news prior to it airing on U.S. television.
Vince, listen closely, buddy. I'll put the note on the desk again next to your grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Vince, if you are going to have a show that happens before here, we get that some websites may leak spoilers.
Correct.
But it shouldn't be the parent company.
Right. That has it. It should not be you, WWE.
You had it on at 6 p.m. Eastern time before the matches started at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, that was bad. I mean, because we were messaging each other this information before Raw even started.
Yeah, and listen, us being fans, we would have waited.
Yeah, I wasn't going out and searching for this information.
No.
You follow WWE on Facebook. You follow them on Twitter. And you get this information.
I get a pop-up of, hey, look at the news story on WWE, because that's how I roll.
Right, exactly.
And it was, guess who lost the tag team? I'm like, you fucking fucks.
Right, exactly.
Great job, WWE. Way to drop the ball.
But let's get into the match, because it was still an entertaining match.
So this was great times, right? So we've seen it. It's been The Bar against two-thirds of the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
It's a back-and-forth match. They sell it. Love me some Dean. Love me some Rollins. They really sell it. Of the two, as much as I hate to say it, Rollins is a much better sell.
He is. He is. And I don't know if that's just sort of... Which is interesting because I feel that when they were like the original Shield, I always enjoyed Ambrose more too. But see, but Rollins has that. Like Rollins has that thing that has just gotten better over time.
Like I love Dean Ambrose because he is magic on the mic. But yes. I just feel like in this new Shield-esque role... They don't know how far it's Ambrose the Lunatic Fringe and Ambrose the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, right.
So, and I kind of want one or the other, and then I want to figure out how they're going to integrate it.
Like, yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway, let's talk the match. So, it's a good back and forth match. Everybody's landing their moves, selling the hits and all that. And then, because you are a SmackDown flunky, what happens?
Then, the beauty... The glory that is the New Day.
Oh, Manchester. Don't you dare be... Fuck you, New Day.
Who?
New Day comes in.
Who?
New Day.
Who?
New Day.
Who?
Stop, Craig. It's New Day. It's New Day.
Who?
It's New Day.
I know.
Okay. So New Day comes in, interrupts the match with their little thing. Kurt Angle goes, not again. We are not under siege.
Right.
I will protect this ring. Mm-hmm. And brings out the stable of wrestlers in the back. And they're all looking around like, who? And little unbeknownst to us, the match is still on.
What?
Yeah. So Rollins gets in, falls prey to a bro kick, gets pinned. We have new Raw Tag Team Champions. So, like I said, Rollins and Ambrose have no match now. The Bar are facing the Usos at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we end.
What if this becomes, because there is so much hatred, as we will talk about when we cover SmackDown, of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens for not being on the SmackDown team. This becomes Rollins, Ambrose, Triple H, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, in a three-way match against Team SmackDown and Team Raw.
Well, I kind of like that. That's Mr. Meanie's mind.
That's Mr. Meanie's mind working right there. That's all just right off the cuff, people. Right? Just thought of that.
Just boom.
Boom. I just throw it out there.
Slapped it down like, shall we say, Magnificent Thunder? Fan number one, you know who you are. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's get down into the craptastic spectacular that was SmackDown.
Oh, so much hatred for something that is so, so beautiful.
All right, look, as much as you and I are really building up some brand loyalty here.
Right,
I do like me some SmackDown.
Yes.
We all know that my girlfriend, mental lover.
Right.
And pretty much the mother of my pretend imaginary children.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is on the SmackDown
and
program.
Right, what now. Are the names of your pretend imaginary children again? The boy and the girl?
One would be Ulysses.
Right.
The other one would be Heracles.
Okay. Heracles?
I don't know. It worked like a Greek goddess name.
Sounds good to me.
Heracles.
Well, Hercules.
Yeah, that.
Right.
The chick version. Which Ellsworth taught me how to talk to women, so I'm sure I'm not going to get my ass whipped anytime soon.
No, no, it'll be fine. So we start SmackDown with Shane being out there. He brings out New Day, praises them for what happened on Raw, because it was amazing.
Said they
it changes things.
Passion, and that this is what we're looking for in our SmackDown team, brand loyalty.
Right, exactly. And then we have, which no matter how you feel about Raw or SmackDown, you have to admit, two of our favorite people. Best friends forever, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens come out.
Because Mr. Meanie and Magnificent Thunder are best friends forever.
Exactly. Exactly. They are basically us.
They come out, and I gotta say, as much as I have been a Zaniac.
Zaniac?
Zaniac.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I have been a Zaniac.
Right. Almost as much as I am a K-O-Ho.
You are a K-O-Ho. I gotta say, Sammy, you gotta... Once again, I think we talked about it last week. Tone it down a little bit, man.
He was slightly...
He was
whiny? Like,
yeah, he was almost like that little puppy dog that bounces around the bulldog.
Right. What are we doing today, Spike? What are we doing today?
Hey, KO. Hey, KO. Hey, KO. Yeah, I mean, that was Sami Zayn to me this whole time.
I will give you that. I will give you that.
they get into a schoolyard, New Day and KO and Sami Zayn get into a schoolyard bullying match.
Right, right. Which, calling the New Day the puppets of Shane McMahon.
Which leads into probably the best put down where Big E says, well, KO, the only puppet I see is Sami Zayn, because you got your hand so far up that kid's ass that when he brushes his teeth, which isn't often, you get a manicure, KO. And just like Kofi, I was like, oh, you got served.
Oh, snap.
Yep. So I got to admit, as much as I am a Raw fan and I thought Raw was a better show this week, that line right there was like...
That line alone would sell an entire episode.
Yeah, that was like my moment of like, yup.
Let's be honest. That interaction alone was better than the entire SmackDown episode last week.
Amen. Probably the commercials during the SmackDown episode last week were better than episode.
But then that interaction leads to Shane McMahon announcing immediately there will be a fight.
The only thing you have a right to is a match.
Right, which will happen right now
against Kofi Kingston.
You're here. Let's fight. That's what I thought it was like.
But it for a throw together match, you know, hypothetically. Nothing is better than watching Sami Zayn and Kofi Kingston go at it.
Yeah, they were really good together.
They were flipping, moving, rolling. It was a beautiful, beautiful dance. I love that.
I loved it too. I mean, Kingston ends up winning, and he, you know, but then as to be expected, because he's there supporting his best friend, KO comes in, starts attacking Kofi.
Big E comes in,
starts attacking them, and they run away.
I
like it. It was beautiful.
Which leads us to our next match.
There was a match after this. I'm pretty sure I just went up and got something to drink.
So, all right, so we get leave. It's hey, guess what? It's Randy Orton versus Rusev.
Hey, I forgot those guys still worked here.
So, but what was different about this match is I guess they were trying to give Rusev a little push because he was fighting for a spot on your infamous blue team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have this match that has happened 4 or 5 times. As a chance, I think this was chance number 29 for him to make the team.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All he had to do was beat Randy Orton. He would be in. He couldn't do it. But, I mean, they give him a little push because the whole match, he's basically beating up Randy Orton. He just can't get the pin. And what do we say about Rusev? What do we love about him so much? Nobody sells like Rusev.
Nobody sells like Rusev. So
the 5 times he tries to pin him, and the ref's like, no, only 2. He's like, what are you doing? Machka! And then, out of nowhere, there's an RKO to end it. And once again, Rusev is the ultimate drop.
Dude, he
takes it.
He somehow, in an RKO, like lifts his feet above his head. As he's dropped, like, I feel my TV shake when he gets pulled down. Like,
and then just the dazed look and the glass over. Like, I don't know how he does it, but that is an amazing
stuff. It looks like he's asleep with his eyes open.
Yeah, I mean, we both kind of like Rusev and just the sell he does. And speaking of sell, the drama king.
It is Rusev Day!
All right, look. SmackDown is some bullshit, but when you throw in some Rusev Day on it, and you've got some guy with a receding hairline trying to sing about it.
Right, sing about Rusev Day.
Desperate show calls for desperate measures.
So we're not changing that to the theme song of our podcast?
No.
Right. I wasn't going to do that either. That'd be dumb.
Yeah, good joke?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the ticket.
All right, well, in English introduces him with the Rusev Day. It was much worse than my singing.
Which is saying a lot.
And then, oh, man. Becky, I love you. I do. And I'm sorry that you had to be part of this, but I get it. Your brand, your show, your SmackDown needed to be carried, so they took the best thing about it. And made some peanut butter fluff thing where you're going to beat up a turtle with no chin.
Yes. Mr. Ellsworth. Who has somebody that I don't know.
I think
if I was to describe how Ellsworth came from being Braun Strowman meat to just be on one episode and destroyed to what he is now, I could not logically explain
no,
it.
No, no.
I couldn't. I could not.
No.
And I'll be honest, I hated him from that episode up until now. Still continue to hate him.
I've just hated him more and more as the character developed more and more. And it's not like one of those characters you love to hate.
No, no.
I just hate hating him.
Right. This is not like a Miz who, like, he wants you to hate him.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, this is awesome. I hate you. Boo.
Yeah, you're like, I want to boo the heel.
Yeah.
No, you just look at him and you're like, you piece of shit.
You are a piece of shit.
And that's why SmackDown is the worst.
Maybe that's why SmackDown is the best, because they realized everybody hates Ellsworth. We're not even going to give him the luxury of fighting a real man, because we're going to put Becky Lynch against him.
Don't you dare.
I'm just saying.
Don't you dare bring my Miss Wonderful.
Right, your Miss Fire. Magnificent Fire.
Straight Fire.
Straight Fire. Well, I assumed she was Magnificent Fire to your Magnificent Thunder.
Good call.
But I guess it would actually be her last name would be Thunder. Yeah, Straight Thunder?
Straight Thunder.
Straight Thunder and Magnificent Thunder. The Thunder family.
I would be Magnificent Thunder. She would be like Precious Thunder.
Right. And this is your children's Ulysses Thunder and Hercules Thunder.
Herculetta?
Herculetta Thunder.
Herculetta, Herculetta,
Herculetta.
All right.
But they fight. And as we've discussed and we talked about in our I went puberty there for a second. As we talked about in our pre-show meeting, they actually let James Ellsworth hit Becky Lynch, which when this match was announced, I assumed it was going to be
They let him push her around and do some throws.
Right. He got to touch her.
All in all, in a PG show, the fact that a man and a woman were fighting.
Right. This isn't Lucha Underground, who doesn't give an S, and they're just totally destroying each other.
Are we privy to say that maybe WWE is going more PG-13 now than straight PG?
I mean,
but there is one point in the match where Ellsworth literally pushes Becky Lynch in the chest.
Yes.
Sending her out of the ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my damn, clutch the pearls, ladies. Right. They hit my girl.
Right. Exactly. Because she needs to know that this is Manchester, not Womanchester.
Oh, you know what? We're going to have to get into a moment of gender identity. We'll get into that.
We'll get into that later. And as I also think was one of my favorite parts in watching this match, is all of the beautiful SmackDown fans just chanting, Becky's going to kill you.
Yes. And that's all we wanted, Becky to kill
him. Yes, to just kill him.
I want a wood chipper to kill him. I want him choking in his sleep to kill him. Yes. I don't like him at all, ever.
No.
And what made him even worse is he's being led around on a leash by Horseface Carmella.
Horseface Carmella. Miss Money in the Bank herself.
So, sweet body, horrible face. You look like a golem. Yes. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so the match goes back and forth. Becky Lynch gets him in a disarmer, beats the piss out of him.
Is it more of a disarm him?
No. You don't disgrace Becky Lynch and her moves by giving any credit to that piece of shit Ellsworth in the ring. Ellsworth was dirty table scraps that just got lucky.
Are you feeling this angry because he got to roll around and wrestle with your Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As long as you're okay with that.
100% absolutely. Yeah.
As long as you're fine with that, I'm fine with that.
If they said, hey, listen... Magnificent Thunder, your only storyline is this. You're going to be a complete ass. You're going to be a male chauvinist pig.
Right.
But you get to get your ass whipped in the middle of the ring by Becky Lynch, meaning she has to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
I would be Magnificent Thunder, male chauvinist pig.
You sure would, and you'd do it beautifully.
I would. For her?
Mm-hmm.
For her, I would sell.
But maybe the fact of how this all ended will lead to maybe Ellsworth is going somewhere, because Lynch won. Beat him by submission.
Yep.
And then we get Miss Money in the Bank herself. His horse face girl, Carmella.
Comes up.
Kicks him in the face.
Straight boot to the face. And what do all the other women wrestlers around the ring do? As she steps out of the ring, they're all kind of like, give her a little room.
Give her
like,
a little
hey,
room.
You know what? We may not like you, but that was a smart decision.
That was a smart move, woman.
Drop that piece of shit and move along,
horse face. So maybe this will lead to no more Ellsworth. Maybe.
Let's hope, but I doubt it.
And then we get into the Usos versus the Benjables, I will be promoting from episode one, that Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin will forever be known as the Benjables.
All right, so because your brand is so horrible, you have to make up names for your team?
I mean, I'm not making up. I'm merely providing ideas and hoping that through osmosis, while he's sleeping above us, Vince will hear.
All right, so I'm going to put my cards on the table. When I was watching this, I honestly assumed that there may be a title change here.
I was actually waiting for that, especially because of what happened on Raw the previous day.
Yeah.
Like, I assumed this was just going to be an all-over change.
I just, clean slate, let's see what, kind of WWE style, throw it against the wall, see what sticks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we get into what turns out to be a pretty good match. Yes. There's a lot of give and take in it. And then we get to see the dark side of Gable. Gable comes in and basically, Tonya Harding's...
yeah.
What is it, Jey Uso?
Yes, he does.
Takes his knee out, a la what the Usos did to Gable to take him out for a while.
Yep, which I think is what made it so entertaining.
Yeah, so I love it. He rolls under the ring, he comes up, and he's like, what happened? You got a boo-boo on your knee, Jey Uso? You can't wrestle? So Gable, the Benjables win via count out, right. But that also means Usos retain their belt.
Yes, yes.
But see writing on the wall here. Will Jay be able to wrestle?
I don't know. Like,
will they be able to face the onslaught of the bar?
This will be
no, because the bar is Raw and SmackDown is horrible. Sorry.
I mean...
No, I'm not sorry.
You're not sorry. I know you're not sorry. I can see it in your face. Face full of hatred and stupidity.
Wait.
What?
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 Stupidity?
Sphincter says what?
I will punch you in the liver.
But yes, I will see. This will be interesting to see how this goes next week on our pre-Survivor Series episode to see how this goes with SmackDown and if there will be a title change or not.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I say next week we do our predictions, right?
I believe so, yes.
All right.
So that I can let you know how good SmackDown will be.
By predicting...
And then we get into our final match that happened on SmackDown.
By predictions, I mean I will prove to you how much better Raw is.
Right. And then I don't care how you feel about SmackDown. The Jinder Mahal-AJ Styles match was entertaining.
The Jinder Mahal-AJ Styles match was glorious.
It was a beautiful thing to watch.
I'm not going to lie. I was nervous.
Yes.
Like, would they play Jinder Mahal up as the beast that he could be? Or would they build AJ Styles up too much and his high flying and all this stuff? But no, it was a good back and forth match. You get the Singh brothers in there as well.
Yep.
I mean, it was everything that their characters are. And I got to tell you, for as much as I think SmackDown is an inferior product, that match was really good. And once again, WWE, you fucks. Thanks for ruining it on your own goddamn website by throwing out the spoilers 2 hours before the match even started.
Yes, yes. You didn't even do this with general matches. Both times this happened, championship switches you're talking about. Belts being changed. Like, this, I don't understand what they're doing. I know that sites will say this. I know websites will get out. And I know that probably WWE... wants to get like, hey, if another site's going to say this, we want to be the one that people go to read about it. But you're ruining it for those people that are not looking for that stuff.
But I want to say with WWE, I think it hurts you by trying to be the first to put out your own spoilers.
Yes.
Let somebody else do it, because just like TV spoilers and all that, if somebody else, a third party, puts it out, you're going to get a little more buy-in on my part because I'm going to be like, no, that can't be true.
That can't be true. I have to watch it all the way. Now I know. I mean, it was still a great match. It was very entertaining, but you know how it's ending.
But, I mean, like, you gave me 2 hours to validate the fact that I am going to watch AJ Styles beat Jinder Mahal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is what I ask you, Craig, in the infinite wisdom that SmackDown isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Disdain and stupidity on your face?
I mean, you know.
Sphincter says what?
Sometimes, you just Sphincter's... let shit come out of people's mouth and you correct them and clean it up afterwards. But please, continue.
And that's what SmackDown is doing now, just letting shit come out of its mouth. But I ask you, like, you're trying to build, I guess, what, the David Goliath feel with AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar now?
I mean, I...
And then what are you
I
doing?
I will admit that this is slightly confusing, but... I feel that maybe they even realized that Jinder Mahal is not as much of a pull as they wanted to go against.
I get it, but Brock. Is AJ Styles, I mean, it's hard because yes, AJ Styles is a great wrestler, But is he the best plug-in against a Brock Lesnar?
I'm wondering how this will lead into next week. Are we going to look at possibly a three-way match where you're still going to have Jinder in there and all three of them are going to be against each other? I don't know how this is going to go because it's very interesting that you would throw in AJ and compare to 9'5" Brock Lesnar.
I don't think you make AJ a one-week placeholder for a title belt.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an Enzo Amore Kalisto thing. That's like a
true.
That's stupid or not, but I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
This is more. I mean, this is AJ Styles. This is a fan base here. You can't do that.
I agree.
So
I agree.
And then what happens to Jinder Mahal? You built up a great character, and I've got buy-in on him.
No, like, we both agreed.
To succeed now.
Huge over in the Indian community. Like he's building. You know, he's building that fan base that wasn't always there. You know, and now. Now I don't know exactly where they're leading to this. I can't see where the end of this tunnel is and what the purpose is.
I'm with you.
But we'll find out next week because SmackDown does what they do with stories, and they always end up working out, and you're always happy with them at the end. Always. 100%.
You are so full of shit that you're trying to sell yourself by just always 100%.
100%.
All right,
let's get into... Face and heel of the week, match of the week.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What is your face or heel of the week?
I mean, I think...
I will interrupt you with the right answer.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to have mind blown?
I'm ready to have your mind blown.
As small as your mind is.
Right, go ahead and tell me how Ellsworth is your fan of the week, is your... Face
oh, no, my friend. Ellsworth is, like, the shit of all time.
Right.
But...
Kurt Angle.
No. For my face and heel of the week,
mm-hmm.
The whole Raw broadcast. What a...
It's just ridiculous.
Throwing shit around because you know how awesome that is?
I just throw shit around with your answers.
No, my friend. The whole Raw broadcast, because look, you were hooked from day one. From the minute it started, you were like, what's going to happen? And then for it to come up from the rising steamy pile of shit it was the week before, that whole Raw broadcast just got me so excited to watch what is SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
To see Shane McMahon come out in his pleather coat and his $400 sneakers right. And try to pimp something like the New Day and an Ellsworth match.
Well, then I think the answer is obvious for my choice of the week.
Was
the entire SmackDown roster.
Sucks.
And I think...
The entire SmackDown roster sucks.
I think this is
sucks.
The reason that this works is because you knew before the show even started that there was going to be a title change with Jinder Mahal and AJ Styles. And you still watched all 2 hours because you knew it would be 2 hours of entertainment leading up to an answer you already knew was going to happen at the
end. Do you think Magnificent Thunder,
mm-hmm.
even knowing WWE is putting out its own spoilers,
right?
Do you think I need that spoiler to keep me watching wrestling, or is it just that wrestling in and of itself, regardless of brand, regardless of show or faction, wrestling in and of itself is just that entertaining?
Well, I think we can both agree on that.
Wrestling in and of itself is just that entertaining.
I'll watch two chickens wrestle each other if it's on TV.
You put a mask on one of them, and that's pure entertainment.
That's El Polo Loco versus chicken.
So then, with our argument here, would you agree with me that our favorite storyline right now is the Raw versus SmackDown one time a year meeting at Survivor Series?
I think it has to be. I think it has to be. And I love the... mentionings the is Raw gonna come back and attack? Is Under Siege from SmackDown gonna happen again? Like I like this whole little
I love
we don't
it
know
too.
Everybody's
like,
on eggshells waiting to see what's gonna happen.
I as a fan have sat there and said, oh, this is the week. This is the
this
week
is the
Raw
week
comes
happening.
Back and gets SmackDown and nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
And then it's like, oh, SmackDown's coming back, and we get a little taste of the New Day and
yep.
we get a title change out of it. I love this little back and forth thing. I wish they would take this page. Look at it and be like, hey, this is working.
Yes.
Our fan base is bought in. They're happy. They're loving this
right.
stuff. Let's slow it down a little bit on the every other week pay-per-view.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I think
maybe.
The fact that we've had this time to build up of 4 weeks as opposed to the normal 2 Survivor Series is going to be that much more entertaining for us.
And I think that's what it needs to be.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, I'm glad that we are at least in line with what our favorite storylines are of the week, even though we are having some issues with face slash heel of the week, because some people choose correct answers like SmackDown, and other people aren't quite as intelligent and choose Raw.
Other people's are insane and complete idiots and want to believe that SmackDown is superior, even though the fact that they can't hold a show for 2 hours, let alone three, like Raw does.
If you are going to sit here and tell me that Raw holds your full and total attention for 3 hours,
more so than SmackDown can for two,
I will slap you in the face, you liar.
More so than SmackDown can for two.
But we have Becky Lynch. Can't fight that.
How dare you? How dare you throw the love of my life in my face? Yes, you have Becky Lynch, and I hate you, but where did she come from?
Ireland?
Yeah, but before that. Or after that.
Womanchester?
No, your boy Ellsworth made sure we know it is Manchester.
Manchester? All right, so I think we can get into our local events. It finally happened. The Turn Back Time event that we have been promoting.
No! No, it did not happen right.
It happened. And our show favorite, definition of a ring technician, champion, White Coast Pro champion, Harry M. Baldwin.
Mr. Meany, tell me it ain't so. Mr. Meany, tell me it ain't so. Who lost that match?
Oh, poor Harry. Harry M. Baldwin.
Not Harry M. Baldwin.
Yes, that Baldwin. Not Harry W. Harry M. Baldwin.
Not Harry.
Lost his belt.
Would you? The definition of a ring technician.
Yep, lost his belt, which I think we are both shocked, bothered, and upset about.
I cannot grasp the concept. Like, I am still in awe.
Right. Exactly.
You know, in the greatest things that ever happened, like huge earthquakes, devastating fires, massive tornadoes and tsunamis. In there is Harry M. Baldwin losing his title belt.
To the one, the only, Gene Snitsky.
That's two episodes in a row.
Two episodes
said it
in
correct.
A row. It's okay. Because it'll be three episodes in a row. Because don't worry, fighting again this coming weekend.
They are?
They are?
What?
November 11th. The Great Coast Pro, because this is what they do, because they actually like their community, they are doing a Wrestling for Kicks fundraiser to help raise money for the Kirkwood Soccer Club, which is where it's going to be at.
Which is awesome, because all of the proceeds are going straight towards replacing stuff like soccer goals and getting the equipment kids need to play the sport of soccer, develop a good athletic behavior, and good physical fitness.
Exactly, and it's not a portion. It's all the proceeds.
It's all of it.
It's all the proceeds. And this is the kind of stuff that Right Coast Pro does, which is why we like them.
And these wrestlers and what have you, they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart to promote this cause. So if you can, go out and make it. Get yourself some tickets. Listen, it changes a little bit here. If you want to get tickets, you have to go to kirkwoodsoccer.org.
Right.
It's KIRKWOOD soccer.org.
You can go there. You can get tickets. Get tickets to see the rematch of Snitsky versus Harry M. Baldwin in a lumberjack match.
So what that means is, when we were trying to figure this out, how many wrestlers are on the Right Coast card?
Well, this is the thing. On their advertisement, it says 20 wrestlers will surround the ring. I didn't know Right Coast Pro had 20 wrestlers, so we're both assuming part of the special VIP tickets you get is you get to be a lumberjack and stand on the side of the ring.
Would you feel that you get like a lucha mask?
I mean, if you didn't, I would assume you would have to purchase one.
All right. But you can also get more information on this off of rightcoastpro.com.
Right. You can see everything that happened. You can see all the matches from this past week with Turn Back Time. You can see our own promo guy, our own writer for our theme song, Jason Wilson, who has a team at Right Coast Pro. His contractors, unfortunately, ended up losing to the Crazy Kids.
What a horrible match. Like, this whole thing, this whole Turn Back Time thing totally busted my balloon. Like, I really had Harry M. Baldwin winning.
Mm-hmm.
I always believe, I mean, in life, Jason Wilson is a winner.
Right. Completely agree.
Right Coast Pro did him wrong. It was something dirty. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But for his contractors to lose, I say boo to you.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Obviously, being under Vince McMahon's bunker is helping. We're helping him. He's making episodes better. We see from last week our disdain and how much better this week is. I feel maybe season two of Take Two Takedown, we have to go underneath the underground bunker beneath Right Coast Pro and make sure that they continue to go on the lines that we think they need to.
If our godlike presence is felt through the WWE, how can we not make Right Coast Pro better?
I completely agree.
All right, we just got to figure where they're stationed at.
Not really sure. I know it's somewhere in Delaware.
Okay, well, Delaware, we can probably build a bunker.
Right. If you start in one corner and I start in the other corner, within an hour we'll meet each other and we can see what we
got. The only problem with the corners is you got your blue shit all over here, a little SmackDown flag, a cardboard cutout of Shane McMahon. I think you do dirty things in the dark with. I mean, your side of the room, the bunker here, is shit. Absolute shit. The only thing that saves it is the fact that you have the poster of Becky Lynch up and I can stare at it while we're doing our podcast.
Right. I mean, and if we're talking about doing unnecessary, inappropriate, disgusting things with inanimate objects, I know what you've done with that Becky Lynch poster.
What? See, that's not on the table here.
So, I think we can stop that.
On the table here. So, let's be honest. What's weirder? What I would do to a Becky Lynch poster or what you've done to the Shane McMahon stand-up?
Don't you worry about the Shane McMahon stand-up because that pleather jacket is beautiful on him.
It's
like, beautiful!
Okay.
All right.
All right.
But then, if you don't need to have enough wrestling this weekend with the Wrestling for Kicks, you can also see more wrestling on Friday night when Maryland Championship Wrestling has their thing in Joppa, Maryland.
Autumn Armageddon Tour!
Oh, I love it. I love it. The amazing local boy, Joey Mercury, is going to be there. We love when he's there.
Oh, I love Joey Mercury. With Melina.
Melina will be there.
And then you got Paul Ellering and the Road Warrior Animal.
I mean.
Ooh, what a rush.
You're going to hurt your throat again, sir.
I just love doing that.
Be careful. Be careful with that, please. But you can get those tickets at mcwprowrestling.com. You can still get those tickets. They're still available. And we're glad they're available. So you should spend an entire weekend watching local wrestling to prepare yourself for what is going to be an awesome week of wrestling and leading to Survivor Series next weekend.
Yep. One more week. One more week of build-up. Next week's episode, not only will we go over Raw and SmackDown real quick, we will make our predictions, correct?
I think we totally have to. And as much loyalty as we have for our own wonderful SmackDown and your acceptable Raw, we will have to make sure that when we make our predictions, we don't side with just because we like
fair and balanced.
We will be fair
and balanced.
And balanced as
because
we choose.
We pretty much know I may lean towards the Becky Lynch driven team. The only wild card in that mix for the female, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, is Asuka.
That is very true.
But
that is very true.
We'll talk about that next
week. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay,
we'll get into it.
Before we leave, before we give our moments of and our you know, hugs and pounds to all the people we love, let me ask you this. We are getting the bunker ready for Survivor Series.
We are.
This is the one time of the year when SmackDown gets any type of push from its bigger and better brother, Raw. So, with that being said, what stupid-ass blue decorations are you bringing into the bunker? And what are you going to do so that when we are hunkered down watching Raw beat the shit out of SmackDown, you will be able to either cry into, drink out of, or make yourself feel better from?
Well, first of all, none of my choices for decorations are stupid. Second, luckily, I was able to get to Party City after Halloween, get stuff on sale. So I was able to get some Smurf makeup. I plan to paint my entire body blue.
That's awesome.
Wear only blue briefs.
Yes.
Entire blue body. And I will be sipping one bottle of Alizé and one bottle of Hypnotic all night long.
I don't know what those things are because I don't drink, but it sounds like you're going to get fucked up.
They are blue and they are delicious.
All I know is blue Curacao.
I can drink that too. Sure.
What does that taste like?
I think oranges.
I don't know. Well,
I know it's in margaritas.
To make the bunker as wonderful as it is, to make my side of the bunker perfect for the Survivor Series, I will have one red, not pleather, genuine, 100% leather recliner next to my red refrigerator, where I'll be pulling out lovely cheer wine. That's right, I said cheer wine. I know it's from the South, but I will have it imported because I have that clout. And as I am sipping my red cheer wine, I will look over at you as you cry because your team sucks donkey dick.
Right, keep going with your lies.
Yes, and the only time I will acknowledge that, hey, you know what I envy of you? One Becky Lynch. And what is she? A redhead.
I mean, I see what you're saying. Just know that along with your cheer wine and that you'll be enjoying over there, those little hugs that you used to get at school and camp that were different juices.
Ooh, those are delicious.
I'm going to have all blue.
Oh, which,
as you know, is
juice.
The one that everybody wants.
You're going to have the blue bug juice?
I'm going to have the blue bug juice.
Damn you.
Yep.
That does provide a little jealousy.
It does provide a little jealousy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? But we'll discuss more of that next week.
As much as we talk about the things we loved, let's talk about the people we love.
Yes, and who do you love?
I love me some Becky Lynch. Magnificent Thunder loves Becky Lynch.
Yes, yes.
And our moment of has one dumbass individual from SmackDown, as predictable, saying some really dumb things. So what is our moment of this week? Our moment is gender identification. Literally, what not to say to a lady.
Where's Carmella?
Oh, you don't need to worry about Carmella. You need to worry about me.
Do you actually think you have a chance here tonight? Becky, you're a woman, and I'm a man. Duh. I just hope you don't get hurt.
Oh, you hope I don't get hurt? Is that so?
Yeah, that is so. You know, another thing, this whole WWE Women's Revolution thing, it's all a farce. And another thing, if Raw were to raid us here tonight, you'd be the first person to hide behind me. You're in a city called Manchester, Becky. Not Womanchester. And they know that a man is superior than a woman in just about every way. And let's face it, the ring, it's no place for the softer sex. I mean, with Carmella, I just let her compete because it's what makes her happy. But what's going to make me even happier is here tonight when I prove to you that I'm the better man.
Those are some pretty ballsy statements. It's a pity you don't have any.
I mean, I think we all have to thank Ellsworth for what he's shown us this week.
But that if you have no chin, and Becky Lynch so aptly pointed out, you have no testicles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You should just shut the fuck up and go away.
I mean, I do want him to go away, so I really can't argue against that.
When he was on Raw with Dean, and yeah. I mean, like, I don't get it. He's like the leech on my favorite people. I love Dean Ambrose. I love Becky Lynch, and he has been the leech on two of them so far.
So do we hate him more, or do we hate the people that bought the shirt that has his face on it more?
I think we hate both the same.
So we can punch them both in the face if we ever see them.
Well, I think just to prove Becky right, we punched the testicular area and proved that there are none
there
if you're
there.
An Ellsworth or an Ellsworth fan.
I'm down with that.
All right.
But we can get into the rest of the people we love.
Right? Okay.
The rest of the people we need to thank. Like one Jason Wilson for making our theme song.
God, he's awesome.
Like one Freddie B for doing our promo intros.
Oh, he's awesome too.
So awesome.
One Brian S.
Brian S.
Tony D.
Mm-hmm. Bo M. A little Roy Z. And a little Nick S.
Oh, man.
We love them all. And, of course, the wonderful Jen S.
Yes. Jen S., I'm going to tell you this. You're a really nice person. I'm a little jealous of your jewelry, though. And you know what I'm talking about, girl.
I think we all know, yes.
But that's all right. Those are like our brothers and sister. Mm-hmm. Well, let's be honest. Our brothers and sisters.
Right. Let's be honest. We'll let you decide who's who.
From the Take Two podcast, the Take Two family. And guys, if you haven't done it yet, listen to Take Two. The spinoff shows are getting huge and they're getting awesome.
Exactly.
We've got Take Two, which is just meat and potatoes. It is great stuff. Then you get the Take Two Spotlight, where they accent one character. I think this month is Harrison Ford.
It is. Which was beautifully done by one Brian and Tony.
Who couldn't have been a better choice?
Yep.
Then you get the, and Allow me, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Meany, allow me.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the Take Two movie music soundtracks.
Yes.
Hosted
yes.
by one Tony D and some other fool.
Some other fool who is amazing at doing quotes. That's all I know.
Some other ass clown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But he's there. Tony helps build him up.
I mean, if you don't get, like, they pick a movie soundtrack and just go through it and comb over not only the music, but how it plays into the movie. And it's just, it's a great show. You guys got to listen to this stuff. And I know we're pushing a bunch of stuff right now, but when great stuff is out there, we got to give it to you.
Got to give it to you. And then there's also the whole other section of these science fiction files with one Bo and Nick, where they talk about all that crazy conspiracy shit that is everywhere that we know is true. And the government's really just trying to control our minds.
Oh, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Side story here. Magnificent Thunder took the Magnificent Thunder family to Williamsburg
mm-hmm.
during the Halloween time. And I currently and will for always believe in ghosts now.
Yes.
Because there's some spooky, spooky shit out there.
Right.
And I will once tell you my ghost story, my experience. We were out doing a ghost walk tour.
Mm-hmm.
The ghost tour who, in all honesty, his name was Jameel. And he was the spinning image and sounded just like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
Love it.
As he was telling me his ghost story later on as we were walking around at night, just kind of enjoying the ambiance of spookiness,
mm-hmm.
I heard voices.
Mm-hmm.
I saw moving images. It was pretty creepy. I believe in that shit. But anyway.
Anyway.
Take Two has a bunch of great stuff.
Yeah, so please
jump
check
on
them
there.
Out.
Check them out.
Mm-hmm. All right. We also make sure to follow us on @Take2Takedown on Twitter. Again, you can email us take2takedown@gmail.com. Let us know all of your info. Let us know what things that you have for ideas for us, for segments, for tag team names, for what your own personal wrestling name is. Just check out our Twitter and you can use the wrestling name generator.
I think we've proven if you make the suggestion, we will uphold to it.
We will uphold to it.
As long as it's not weird or painful.
Right. For the most part. I mean, a little bit of pain's okay, right?
I mean, we are like, what, 26 shades of gray?
Right.
We're not the full 50.
No, no. Uh-uh. Not even half, but little around there. 24, yeah, somewhere in
yeah.
there.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys so much. Remember, if you need to do any holiday shopping this season, go to take2podcast.com. You can click on the Amazon link. We get a little percentage for the show. Take Two gets a percentage. Even Take Two Takedown gets a little bit from it.
And
so we would love it.
And we need that percentage for our new Lucha masks.
We do. New Lucha masks. And if we're going to eventually move this bunker to Right Coast Pro in Delaware, it's going to take some money and some time.
So. All
right. But thank you again for joining us, folks. Episode 5. We are happy you could be here. Next week, we will have our Survivor Series predictions. So please be sure to listen next week as well.
So I'm Magnificent Thunder.
And this is Mr. Meany.
And we will see you later.
Peace.
Suck it now. I will be luxuriating.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need to cut that out. I don't even know where that came from.
That's fine.
We went off on some tangents there.
We sure did.
And you got the boogers we got to pick out.
I knew, as I thought about you talking about the Thunder family, I was like, I'm just going to do this just to fuck with you, which was the names. But then you got me back with the, how are you going to decorate your sign?
Boom. Don't you dare to my Becky Lynch. Mm. God, I love her so much.
This has been a production of WTTP Take Two Podcast.
WTTP.
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 WTTP. WTTP.
WTTP.
WTTP.
WTTP.
WTTP.